It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Coming up on Saturday, February 1st at the Garfield County Fairgrounds is the annual Ag Expo put on by the Conservation Districts and CSU Extension in our area. Ray Langstaff is on the Buckliff Conservation District Board. Steve Jowen works for the NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service. And Abby Said, of course, from Extension, the bug lady. Tell you all sorts of tips about the chocolate-covered whatever, right?
Exactly.
There are three different breakout sessions. There are a couple different keynote speakers that will be speaking this year at the Ag Expo. I guess we might as well start first thing in the morning. Everybody checks in and has coffee between 8 and 9. Is this, will there be some vendor booths and an opportunity for folks to check out the vendors during that time as well? Is that kind of the idea?
Yes.
We do have vendors there and exhibitors the whole time, and all that exhibitor space has been sold out, so all those folks will be there. And so if you have any questions for those folks, they'll be there early in the morning too, ready to go.
Admission is tiered.
Correct.
And it's $20 per person, $30 for a couple, or $55 for a family of four. So, and that includes, all of those prices include lunch as well?
Yes.
Which you'll be serving. Who is, I know Mike Kishimoto in the past has done a little barbecue. Is he doing that again this year, or is it something, a different arrangement?
No, it's going to be Laurel, who did our catering last year.
Okay.
What's her last name?
Well, apparently it was good enough. Want to have her back.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Do you know, what was it like last year? What kind of food?
Warm food. Last year it was like a meat potato thing. I think this year is going to be taco bar.
You had me at meat and potatoes.
I think, right? Taco bar. I vaguely remember Sherry saying that.
I'm very well prepared.
By the way, if you want to buy those tickets, you just go to eventbrite.com, then search for February 1st in Rifle, Colorado, and it's like the first couple results there on Eventbrite. You can buy those tickets right there and then just bring them in with you. And Steve mentioned that all the exhibitor spaces are full, so those are gone. But if you want to attend the Ag Expo this year, you can still buy those tickets. Something else cool, there's a little photo tour that George Cutting is putting together this year. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. So continuing with the schedule of the day, again, from 8 to 9 is check-in and some coffee, a chance for folks to check out the exhibits and socialize a little bit as well. Then the first breakout session is between 9 and 9:45, and it's going to be a number of different things, including an update on the water plan. And, Steve, how to report irrigation usage as well?
Yeah, that's one of the things we wanted to make sure with all the rules coming down and the water plan coming out and all that work, that people understand what they what their responsibility is as water users for reporting that that water use to the Division of Water Resources, so they know how to do that, when to do that, and why to do that. And so we have a couple of folks that'll be there kind of on a panel so that you can discuss some of those issues. And if you have an issue, pop in there and take a look and discuss it with those folks. So.
Is it a more of a presentation, or is it a presentation with a little time for questions, that kind of thing?
Probably. Yeah, most of these will all be short presentations with time for questions, 15 minutes for questions. And I think this one they're going to be more
interactive.
More interactive on this one, because they really want to hear what people's questions are about the water plan and also how and when and why we report our water usage.
And by the way, one of those presenters is James Heath from the Division of Water Resources, and then Sarah Dunn, of course, who we've talked to before from Balcom and Green, who is a water attorney and has worked for a long time on the Colorado River or Colorado Water Plan, I should say. Also, they'll be discussing hoop house gardening.
Aaron Galloway does the hoop houses in the farmer's market in Gillette, Wyoming, and she, her hoop houses are rather large, and she can grow vegetables all into the winter. Starts in about now, setting her sets, and then transplanting them when the ground gets a little bit warmer and things like that, and then she can sell, has a crop that she can sell at the farmer's market. And the whole key for me is what it takes to stay in agriculture and stay profitable, pay the bills and make a little bit of money, and their whole emphasis is the heritage to be able to pass on to their children.
You know, the days of the subsistence farmer at times feels like it may be going away, and yet it seems like there may be some opportunities like the hoop houses that can allow you to get a little bit ahead on the growing season.
Well, I'm hoping we can get some discussion going so that people understand more about what it takes, what's involved. We've actually tried to get some restaurateurs to come and talk about what they need in the way of product so that people understand what it takes. It's actually rather involved. It's a huge commitment if you're going to do that.
And you'll see that in breakout too. So we're kind of trying to track all these throughout the breakouts. So in the first one, they'll talk about actual gardening and what that entails. But then the next breakout, you'll have, okay, you have this produce and meat, and how do you get it to market, and where do you sell it, and how that works. So,
and we're definitely seeing a trend in those enclosed gardening type activities like hoop houses and greenhouses. And Wyoming, similarly to Colorado, has a very short growing season, so you have to take advantage of as long as you can in order to grow your crops.
Having said that, I do remember one year I helped my grandparents plant lettuce on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. But lettuce is a cold weather crop anyway, right?
Yes.
It can stand. It's not like tomatoes where, you know, at the first sign of a little frost or something like that, they're gone.
Yes. Lettuce is definitely a cool season crop.
Actually, if I remember right, the hot weather in the summer kind of makes it bitter, right?
Yeah, it does. It starts to taste fibrous and bitter.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about the Ag Expo, you can go to any one of the Conservation District websites. Easiest one, especially since Ray is here, we'll say bookcliffcd.org. Yes. There is information about the Ag Expo, again, on Saturday, February 1st at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. It is an all-day thing, and your ticket does include lunch. Again, just for a single person, it's $20. For a couple, it's $30. And then a family of four is $55. You can buy those tickets at eventbrite.com.
Oh, we do want you to bring your families because we have activities for all ages. We have activities for kids.
We'll have
as
a little
well.
Kids corner or something.
Absolutely.
Like that, too.
Yes. Yeah. So while you are in talks that you're interested in, your kids will be entertained as well with activities that pertain to science and agriculture.
I was going to say, is it going to be topical?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
I wanted to interject that you can walk in for $10 and that doesn't include lunch.
Okay.
So if you don't want to partake, you can.
If you don't want to worry about lunch or maybe go home for lunch or bring a sack lunch and go eat in the car, you know, during lunchtime, then that's fine too. It's just $10 if you prefer that option. Okay. Again, eventbrite.com is where you can buy all of those tickets. The walk-in tickets, the $10, that's just at
the door.
The door at the fairgrounds on the 1st. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Ag Expo 2020 on Saturday, February 1st at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. Steve Jowen works for the NRCS. Abby Saeed, CSU Extension, and Ray Langstaff, Book Cliff Conservation District. Well, not work, but as a member of the Book Cliff Conservation District Board, shall I say. He does work, it's just not paid. Am I right, Ray?
That's right.
Again, the morning starts on February 1st at 8 o'clock with check-in and coffee for all of the participants. It's a chance for you to check out a lot of the exhibits. We'll talk about those sponsors, by the way, a little bit later on. Breakout 1, about 45 minutes from 9 to 9:45, the update on the water plan. Talk about reporting irrigation usage. to the Colorado Division of Water Resources, some information on hoop house gardening. And we did not mention this, Tractor Maintenance 101. So this is something new I don't think we've talked about before. Anybody know who's actually going to be talking about this? Or
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, okay. We're still finalizing who's going to be doing that, but we want to make it an accessible experience. So tractor maintenance for anybody, if you're purchasing an old or used tractor, what you need to look at before you buy it.
You're talking about changing oil and hydraulic fluid and just general maintenance?
The key thrust is to
get a little bit closer to the microphone there, Ray. I'm
the
sorry.
Key thrust is to make it more welcoming to the fair gender to get more comfortable with taking care of their equipment that they have. And hopefully, like what Abby was saying, if you're going to go buy a used tractor, you got some idea what it is you're buying.
Okay.
We're trying to get a female mechanic to come.
I got you. Okay.
Participate to make it more welcoming.
All right. I understand that.
And there'll be a tractor there, so they'll actually be through pieces
what
of parts.
Farmall? Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Dennis has?
Yeah. Dennis is bringing us a tractor an old tractor, so you'll be able to.
He's still resisting the painting of it into the color pink, which is what we all wanted. But
you still got time.
Yeah.
You'll also have keynote speaker between 10 and 11 o'clock, and that's Dr. Fred Provenza. Mm-hmm. And that's your area of expertise, right, Steve?
Well, yeah, I've worked with Dr. Provenza for a couple times and have taken classes from him, and he's a really great speaker. He's real fun to be around and easy to talk to, and he does a lot with behavior of animals, and specifically livestock animals was his impetus when he was working at in Utah State there. And so he's retired from Utah State, but he's still in working on behavior type stuff. And
so explain
writing.
What you mean by animal behavior.
So, you know, a lot of the times people think that animals are just, especially cows, are just out there grazing grass. They're not really doing anything. So, but they actually are picking and choosing, and they learn behavior from their mothers, and they figure out what's good, what's bad, what they need from the vegetation there in the field. And you can teach them to do other things like eat weeds sometimes even. And then that learned behavior can be passed down to their calves or brought in to and help with other animals to learn that same behavior. And so that, you know, there's a lot that goes on with plant-animal interactions and how those animals behave in the wild when they're picking and choosing what they're eating.
And while Dr. Provenza is giving his keynote speech, there's also a special kids activity. That's the science experiment that the kids are going to get to do.
Absolutely. So your Kids Corner activities, which are going to be around at every single breakout, are brought to you by Garfield County's 4-H staff. So we have Garfield County's 4-H STEM agent, Casey Manupella, and Garfield County's 4-H agent, Janet Sheridan, who are going to be curating a lot of cool youth activities that tie in to these breakouts.
Okay. Cool. So they'll have a breakout that has something to do with animal behavior?
Possibly. I'm not sure what they have on the menu.
I was going to say, you know, I think of kid science experiments, and I always think about, you know, dry ice and vinegar and baking soda. Mm-hmm.
There are probably going to be explosions.
Fantastic. I'm asking for a friend. Can an adult check out the Kids Corner and the science experiments
as
well?
Absolutely. For those who are kids at heart, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm not interested, but
yeah,
you know.
Of course not. Me neither.
A friend asked me to check on that one. 11 to 1 is lunch. They're also you'll be awarding some scholarships.
Yes. So yeah. We have a variety of scholarships.
That's if anybody applied for them. That's the problem. Last year they didn't apply. So,
yeah. So, is the deadline over for the scholarships?
I don't believe the deadline's over, but they will be awarding any scholarships that people apply for. I don't know exactly how many.
What kind of scholarships are these, first of all?
I don't know about these scholarships very much. This is you guys.
So they're scholarships for individuals going into college in the natural resources or farming kind of agricultural departments.
Okay. So these would have been scholarships that were applied for through the high school guidance counselor that
they
kind
all
of thing.
Have. They have all. They all have access to those as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, Elaine is going to be signing some books.
No.
No. Okay. Different books. Sorry.
No.
Ray's wife is famous, so I just assumed that a famous author. I just assumed it was her that would be signing books.
The kids, not the kids' corner, but the keynote speakers who have books will be there to sign books.
So Dr. Provenza will be signing something, and then we haven't gotten to Mike and – well, we did talk about Mike and Aaron. We just haven't talked about the keynote yet.
And Dr. Whitney Cranshaw will have books as well to sign.
Okay.
We'll talk more about him in a minute.
And again, that also happens between 11 and 1 during the lunchtime at the Ag Expo, again on Saturday, February 1st. Tickets at eventbrite.com. Again, $20 for a single person, $30 for a couple, and family of four is just $55. And if you're not interested in eating at the fairgrounds, again, there are some activities that happen during lunch, so it would be wise. But if you're not interested in that and you've got errands to run or whatever, it's just $10 at the gate, the door of the Ag Expo on Saturday, February 1st. And that's per person. Also during lunchtime is Tractor Maintenance 102. So obviously just a continuation of the morning breakout.
Yeah, they wanted to dive into it a little bit more on specific questions that he would get or she would get.
So you can do more, a little more one-on-one and
ask
questions of a personal nature.
Well, something particular, I'm not sure whether this will come up, but I know older tractors especially, there were a lot of 6-volt batteries. Which is not real common.
Negative ground.
In this day,
positive ground.
Yes, in this day and age. And I assume that that might be some of the things that you'll discuss during Tractor Maintenance 102. Awesome. So then starting at noon, so we had kind of have an overlap here with lunch and then the next breakout session. Breakout session number 2 starts at noon until 12:45. And this is going to be Ken Coons, Skip Doty, and Kay Davis will be discussing the first part of this breakout session, right?
Yeah, and they're going to be focused on if you have stuff to sell at a market.
Like a farmer's market?
Like a farmer's market or even at a market like Skip's market there. You can, what kind of things that they look for the produce that you're bringing or the meat that you're bringing and how often that you need to bring it. And again, this gets back to the hoop housing, hoop houses, making sure that you have product throughout the year as long as you can so that the markets have product throughout the year as long as they can.
It's hard to sell to somebody else if you don't have consistent consistent quality and consistent availability.
Yes.
Right? And so that's a lot of what they'll be talking about. So as I forget who it was that mentioned this before, I think it was Abby, everything kind of builds on the previous sessions throughout the day.
Correct.
Really. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, Aaron Galloway will also be part of breakout session number 2. And what will she be talking about in that session, Ray?
Well, she's also a keynote speaker. Her and her husband are a keynote speaker. But hopefully she talks about her experiences with the hoop houses and the environment that she's living up there. And they've been at it enough years that hopefully they can provide pointers to people on what it takes, the investment, the work effort, as well as developing and building your own market.
Breakout session number 2 is a big one as well. Also, this is where Dr. Whitney Crenshaw will be speaking as well about was she one of your professors, by the way?
He, actually, I've taken a course of his, but he is my role model when it comes to entomology. So he's the Yoda of entomologists. And he's one of the most incredible and animated entomological experts in the country. He has several books out that are used throughout the country and even in other countries.
Like textbooks.
Absolutely. Oh, textbooks, wow. But also books that are easy to understand and easy to use for just the average person who might not have a background in entomology. And okay. His first, he's going to be doing two talks. His first talk is going to be about biological control, so using other organisms like other animals that are going to help accomplish your pest management for you.
Kind of like the tamarisk beetle.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All just right. Like that. Yes. So.
See, I pay attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'll have his books available. He has a book about garden insects. He has some kids' books as well that get kids interested in the world of entomology. And he's also an excellent speaker.
All right. And then during in the kids' corner, during the breakout session number two, you'll be talking about community service make and takes.
Yes. So that means they're going to have some activities there where you get to create something and you get to take it home with you right then.
Again, we're talking about Ag Expo 2020. I can't believe it's another decade again already. It seems like it was just another decade just the other day. Again, you can buy tickets at eventbrite.com in advance, $20 per person or $30 for a couple, $55 for a family of four. Again, it is a family-friendly event. Again, there are a number of activities suited toward kids. I know I was joking earlier, Abby. If you were to say an age of young people that would be interested in these kids' activities, you think up to about 13, 14 or so?
Actually, even older, some okay. of these activities can be customized to be a little bit more challenging if you want. Okay. But generally, our age that we're targeting is 8 to 18. And yeah, a middle school is probably a really good age to get a lot of gotcha. Out of these activities.
Something else for the kids to do that's still interesting and educational if they're not interested in learning about hoop houses and how to work on the tractor.
Absolutely.
Which, of course, I would have been when I was that age. But that's, you know, you can't judge anything by me. We've still got one more breakout session to talk about and some sponsors. I told you that there will be plenty of time for wandering around and checking out vendor booths and sponsor booths. We'll talk about some of those folks that will have booths set up. Again, it's on Saturday, February 1st. If you want to learn more, you can go to bookcliffcd.org. Again, they're selling tickets through Eventbrite at eventbrite.com. Back to wrap things up in a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Ag Expo 2020, Saturday, February 1st at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. If you want to learn more, go to bookcliffcd.org. Again, today we're talking with Abby Said from Extension. Ray Langstaff is on the Bookcliff Conservation District Board, and then Steve Jowen from the NRCS out in West Glenwood. Again, a number of breakout sessions, activities for kids. Really, it's an all-day event with some stuff for the kids to do even. We talked about the morning keynote address, which is Dr. Fred Provenza, who will, by the way, have some books there, which he can sign for you during lunch as well. And there's also an afternoon keynote, and that is actually a couple folks we've been talking about quite a bit here. Mike and Aaron Galloway, we mentioned them in the first breakout session, the hoop houses, and Ray was mentioning they'll have some tips for folks that want to actually maybe make a little extra money out of farming or growing things, and some tips about how best to go about that. And that's actually, I think, a lot of what their keynote might be about as well, between 1 and 1:45 on Saturday the 1st.
Mike and Aaron Galloway are from Gillette, Wyoming, and they have a 10,000-acre place that they have about 125, 130 head of cows with the bulls. And the reason I got interested in them and pushed to have them come and talk to us as a community is because they're across the full range. They're not just exclusive ranching. They're into the farmers market and the hoop houses, and primarily their focus is creating an income that they can survive and keep the ranch successful, as well as provide something for their children to inherit, carry the heritage on down to the next generation.
Absolutely. And they have a YouTube channel called Our Wyoming Life. So if you're getting too excited and can't wait till Ag Expo, you can get a little bit of a teaser about what types of things that they do before you come to Ag Expo.
It seems like no matter what your business is or how you make your living, you're always going to have to learn new things as time goes on. And it sounds like farming, as basic as that is no different than any other business.
That's true. It's not static. You have to continue to learn and educate yourself, re-educate yourself. And in fact, that's part of the reason we have the vet panel, is my interest in the changes that have come in the agricultural livestock industry to marketing your livestock. And so that's providing an opportunity to that for people to explore those areas. Backing up to Mike and Aaron, she also has gone beyond the hoop houses and the farmer's market too. She's taken a prefabricated shed and put on their place and turned it into a market on their property for people to come and actually
like
create
an actual retail
kind
of thing.
And it ties into the theme of this year's Ag Expo too, the next generation of agriculture, adapting to newer technologies and using it to your advantage.
And Ray, earlier you mentioned that Mike and Aaron live in Wyoming, which has a similar climate to Colorado. Gillette is in northeast Wyoming, so I would say probably a shorter growing season than we have, actually, and maybe even colder in the winter.
Colder spells, but they also have the wind that we don't have. Mm. And so that's another, like one of their YouTube sessions was about putting up the hoop house and the wind took it apart. And
ooh, okay.
So, I mean, everybody has their problems one way or the other. Everybody has their problems and has to deal with it. I'm fascinated with them because they also raise hogs to butcher and sell at the farmer's market, and beef. They do the same thing that they take the beef and the hogs to Sturgis to have them processed at a USDA approved facility, and then they market their product across the United States.
Wow. And they grow stuff in the hoop houses, too.
Yes.
Could you say that they're well-diversified then?
That's exactly it.
And also during that keynote from Mike and Aaron, Kids Corner, I'm guessing they have something to do with sheep, judging by the title, You to You.
Exactly. That one's a surprise. You're going to have to come to find out what that's about.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be a fun time. Finally, breakout session number 3. Again, Dr. Whitney Crenshaw will be talking again about hemp pests.
Exactly. So hemp is sweeping the western slope. A lot of people are growing it. And with that, we're finding that there are a lot of pests that people were not prepared for. And he's our resident hemp pest expert. He has a hemp pest website for Colorado. And he's going to be talking a little bit about the types of pests and diseases that can affect your hemp crop and how you can get around that and what you can do to prevent those problems.
Then the panel discussion, I think this is what you were talking about earlier, Ray. Large animal discussion with Dr. Dan Love, Dr. Amy Daly, and Dr. Shane Porter.
Yes, so that vet panel is organized just to give people a chance mostly to ask questions from these veterinarians. So Dr. Dan Love is a veterinarian with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. He's a field veterinarian, and he specializes in a lot of livestock diseases. And so we're hoping that all of these vets can give people an overview of things to watch out for, how to be prepared, how to keep your herd healthy, and then leave a lot of time for people to ask specific questions.
What about the other two, Dr. Daly and Dr. Porter? Are they local vets or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, both of those are local vets from Garfield County with their own private practices.
The idea is to create an atmosphere where people feel comfortable about asking questions.
Sure.
Part of what I'm interested in is like my niece raising livestock to sell, or like we were talking about Mike and Aaron, if you're going to sell your product, there's certain standards you have to meet for the quality of product that you're selling and disease prevention and things like that.
Well, and there are regulatory issues too.
Yes.
Like, was it you or was it it was you, Ray, that was talking about the USDA-approved processing facility. it's one thing if it's just going to be put up for you or for your family's use, but if you're going to be selling it to other people, there is, especially when it comes to livestock, there's a whole nother layer of procedures that you have to go through to make sure that it's safe is the whole point.
And identification. They have to have ear tags and tattoos in their ears anymore if you're going to – especially if you're
really?
– this is reaching for the moon and the stars, but if you're going to sell an animal to Japan, you have to have all these things in place or Japan will not accept your export.
Interesting. That is getting a little, I guess, further. But again, it's a consideration because it is a possibility in this day and age. I mean, it is a worldwide economy, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then what else? Oh, and then Kids Corner in breakout session number 3, karaoke.
It's going to be a surprise again.
Well, it sounds like a fun time.
Yes. Kids Corner activities for every breakout are going to be a lot of fun. The adults are going to be jealous.
And again, the exhibit space is sold out for this year's Ag Expo, so it's another reason why folks listening may want to attend, because there will be a lot of folks out there, maybe learn something about a product you didn't even know about, but that in a year from now you'll think, how did I live without it?
Yeah, and also there'll be people there like the State Forest Service, so if you have a tree question, you can come in there and talk to them about different trees or... why is my tree dying, or any of those types of issues.
And we'll have Colorado Master Gardeners with a little booth there as well to help with your home gardening-related questions, too.
As you know, I always have questions about that.
Absolutely. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will. Would you like to mention the major sponsors or anything like that, or maybe a cross-section of exhibitors, any of you?
Well, I want to point out that our platinum sponsors – Alpine Bank, Grand River Health, and Aspen Valley Land Trust. If it wasn't for their support, we could not have Mike and Aaron here, or Dr. Provenza. That's what makes that possible, as well as then, in the end, being able to fund the scholarships.
Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to bookcliffcd.org. Again, tickets are actually being sold through Eventbrite. General admission, single person tickets, including lunch, are just $20. It's $30 for a couple, $55 for a family of four. Again, if you're just interested, maybe you just want to drop in, your schedule won't allow you to be there all day on the first, that's just $10 at the door on Saturday the first. Again, check-in and coffee starts at 8 in the morning, and then things wrap up around 2:45, 3 o'clock, something like that. And if it's like typical events like this, folks will probably be hanging out even a little bit after that. So if you have any questions, you can still wander around and check out those booths. What do you have? I'd say maybe around 30 vendors that'll have booths set up, more than that.
Somewhere. It's pretty close to that.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have a good cross-section of dealerships and, you know, like Berthod and Western Implement, that if you're looking to get a new tractor or trailer or whatever, you can talk to those folks. They'll be there with some equipment. We have GJ Pipe and Chileski Pipe and those folks as well will be there. Some of the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's and us from the NRCS will be there as well, and CSU. So you have questions about anything in those realms, you can come talk to us. But we'll have quite a few folks around.
Anything else?
We have the Colorado Hemp Institute that'll come.
Okay. Yeah, like Abby mentioned, you know, hemp in Western Colorado is really exploded over the last 5 or 6 years. A lot of people either growing it or looking at growing it. Mm-hmm. And all right, any final thoughts?
Yeah, so we definitely, with our photo tour, we definitely want
people... Oh, the photo tour. How could I forget the photo tour?
Don't
I'm
forget.
So sorry.
We have an amazing photo tour that's focusing on our theme, which is the next generation of agriculture. It's going to be curated by George Cutting. So we are looking for people to submit photos that represent the next generation of agriculture. Maybe it's photos of your kids on a tractor, photos of you when you were young, when you were trying to rope a calf or something like that. We want to see those photos. Please bring them by the Garfield County Extension Office at the fairgrounds by January 30th at noon. And we'd love to showcase your artwork in this curated walkthrough. And there are also going to be prizes. So there's going to be an adult photo winner as well as a youth photo winner. Definitely submit your photos for that.
And so the next generation, so are we talking about pictures of kids?
Pictures of kids, pictures of adults, pictures of cool new technology that you've implemented in your operations. It's open to interpretation.
All right, fair enough. And again, it's curated, as you say,
and it was one of the most exciting things we did last year with our photo show we had last year. People really expressed a big interest in that. And so we're hoping people will step up and participate this year.
Makes sense to me. All right. You want to learn more, you can call bookcliffcd.org. You can go to bookcliffcd.org. Again, tickets are on eventbrite.com. The extension office number, if you have questions about that photo contest, is
625-3969.
I normally get it right. I don't know why I was off. It's an off day. What can I say? 625-3969 is the phone number at the extension office. And the NRCS number, the Conservation District's number in Glenwood is?
945-5494 and hit 3, and that'll bring you to us. And Sherry can help you out if you're having troubles with the website or ordering, or if you just want to come in, and she can actually do the ticket order for you too right there. So
perfect.
If you don't like getting on the computer and messing with that
stuff. You can actually go in the office and pick it up
from the
office.
Just come on in the office. Yeah, right. Sherry will help you out.
So again, 945-5494, extension 3 for the NRCS. And for ticket information, general information about the Ag Expo, extension office number 625-3969, and they can answer questions about the photo contest or, as you say, a lot of it is open for interpretation, but if they have specific questions, you can answer those.
Absolutely.
All right. All the best. Great to see everybody.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's another long growing season again this year. Well, I think last year everybody actually got tired of cutting hay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
Yep. Absolutely. We'll see you guys all on February 1st.
See you then. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.